We don't have to go far to watch Broadway shows. Beb Carlson, Director of Public Relations and Communications of Omaha Performing Arts, tells us what we can expect this season at the Stage of the Orpheum, right here in Omaha.
We're just a week away from opening night of the 22-23 Broadway season. I'm tremendously excited about the first show. I'm a big fan of Motown, and Ain't Too Proud is the story of that classic group, the Temptations. But it's not just the music, it's the incredible music, it's their story, and it's a really powerful one. The group started in the streets of Detroit back in the early 1960s, and they're still on tour today. They actually have one founding member, Otis Williams, who's still touring with them, which is incredible. So the group, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they have hits like My Girl, Get Ready, and of course, you know, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and Just My Imagination. The Broadway musical is the story of how the group survived the challenges of civil unrest during a very difficult time in America. It also took a lot for them to stay together and to thrive. They truly are a brotherhood, and that's what this story is all about.
Music and Dancing with the first Broadway show of the 2022-23 season. Ain't Too Proud was nominated for 4 Tonys and stars next Tuesday, October 18. Now, this is just the warm-up of the Broadway season.
The second show of the season's Annie, which opens on November 8th. It's right behind Ain't Too Proud. Tickets are available for this one now, too. And we found that grandparents and parents are really eager to introduce the show to the next generation. Both of the dogs that play Sandy are rescues. They're former rescues. So we're going to be partnering with the Humane Society and doing some fun campaigns to encourage dog adoption while the show is here.
And just looking ahead to the rest of the Broadway season, here is something that you might want to add to your calendar.
Our first shows of 2023 are 6, which is the new smash hit right off of Broadway. It's about the wives of King Henry VIII. Very cool show. And then after that, To Kill a Mockingbird will be here. It is the play, not a musical. Richard Thomas is going to be here. He stars as Atticus Finch. And then later in the season, we have Frozen, Les Mis, and Hairspray.
And a few more options happening this weekend.
Outside of Broadway, I did want to mention that this weekend in the Holland Music Club, we have the incredible Sammy Figueroa and his Latin Jazz Ensemble. I'm entirely anticipating he will bring down the house because he's very cool. We have an event with him at Cumbia Restaurant also the night before, which is a free event. If people are interested in that, they can find out all about that on our website. We also have comedians Paula Poundstone and Theo Vaughn here. And then Postmodern Jukebox will be at the Holland on Sunday of this coming weekend. That's all just this coming weekend. And then later in the month, War and Treaty, it's an incredible husband and wife duo, will be here. And then Dropkick Murphys will bring in their acoustic tour to the Holland on November 2nd.
Each Broadway season is about 6 to 8 shows plus some add-ons. Carlson recommends getting season tickets before the end of Ain't Too Proud. She also would like everyone to subscribe to their newsletter. That way you cannot miss any of the shows that Omaha Performing Arts has to offer. Following Omaha Performing Arts on social media could be another way to stay up to date on all the shows coming up. If you would like more information, you can visit o-pa.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.